newspress.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of AHA Presents About Education. I'm Neil Kreisel and I'm your host every week right here on AM 1290, repeated at 10, and on Saturdays at 4. We're brought to you by Montecito Bank and Trust, proudly serving our communities and their financial needs for over 40 years. Pierre LaFon Wendy Foster, offering fine clothes, good food, and vintage wines. CSU Channel Islands, no matter which of their academic programs you choose, you will be at the center of your educational experience. And Sansum Clinic, whose multi-specialty team of medical professionals have been providing quality care to you and your family for 98 years. And I'm thrilled today to announce that we have Pilar Montoya, who's the new executive director of AHA.
Fabulous.
Well, welcome.
So good to be
here. Welcome to AHA. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
But before we have a conversation with Pilar, we had a wonderful guest on a few months ago, Indivisible, that does great things for the community. And they have a special event coming up, and they just stopped by to tell us about it. Ian Page and Myra Page, are you related at all?
Yes.
I mean, it just so happens that two people from Indivisible got together with the same last name.
What a coincidence.
So tell us about what's coming up.
Thank you, Neil. Indivisible Santa Barbara, in conjunction with MoveOn.org, will be part of a nationwide effort to remind and inform the public that nobody is above the law, including the president. With that in mind, we will be hosting a rally at the Santa Barbara Courthouse at 6 p.m., the night before the full House of Representatives votes on the Articles of Impeachment. We do not yet have that date because we have not yet heard from Nancy Pelosi as to when the vote will be held. As soon as we know that date, we will immediately let the community know. If you or any of your friends or family are interested in attending this event, please go to indivisiblesb.org or moveon.org and RSVP for the rally. We will have speakers and conversation, followed by a march. It is important to let our community and citizens of this country know that we must uphold our rule of law, our Constitution, and defend our democracy.
So Nancy's going to call you, you said. You're waiting to hear from Nancy.
Exactly.
And she probably has a list, like a yellow pad, and
yes,
a list of people she's going to call to let them know.
Gratefully, we will be hearing from our Congressman, Salud Carbajal, who will let us know when that.
So let me ask you, from the standpoint of a skeptic, what good does it do, other than for feeling good, to have a small community 3,000 miles away go out and rally?
Neil, it's our community and it's an additional 400 other communities across the country. So the combined effect of all of these communities showing that there's support from the general public for our legislators and in support of the rule of law. So it's not just the 90,000 people here in Santa Barbara, but there could be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people like the ones who've shown up at the Women's March and other marches and rallies throughout the country to show support. And I think that's why it's important that we do it here.
That's right. I forgot that Indivisible is a national organization.
As is MoveOn.org, and they are really striving to get the word out because the education of young people in particular is important because they're so concerned about gun control and concerned about climate change that in order to affect those things, we have to have a government that represents the people. And what we have to do is elect people, and in order to elect them, we have to vote for them. So it's really up to young people who are learning about these things, and the community as well, to get up to speed and understand how important it is to participate in democracy.
And to make sure that our elections are not compromised by a foreign
think,
entity.
One of the most important issues today is how you can parse truth. If you just take a break from MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post and just listen to Fox, you would think that this president is being taken advantage of by angry, sore losers. So the narrative is essentially curated by partisans. And if you don't have an educated populace, you end up with what de Tocqueville said in 1850 when he visited the country. He said, the problem with America, as I see it, is not that democracy is not good, is that they need to make sure that their voters are educated. And, you know, Jefferson was afraid also. I think he did it the wrong way by saying you had to be a landowner to vote. But I think what they were touching on was the whole issue of how you need to prove your qualifications to vote. And the basic is not opinion. It's basic is to understand just basic truths.
And we have a difference in understanding what truth is. We've had Kellyanne Conway tell us a year ago that there are alternative facts. And the difference mm-hmm. is that you can either learn and understand what the truth is by looking and listening to different sources. Don't only tune in to Fox News, but also listen to BBC if you can get it, and listen to KEYT, and listen to 1090, and get other people's opinions.
How about 1290?
Excuse me. I think I was taking myself back to my youth and thinking of stations that I might have listened to years and years ago.
Yeah, I sometimes say WINS 1010 New York.
And to Uncle Brucey.
But, Uncle Brucey, right. So the education that we need to, I think, propose for everyone is what AHA does with kids, which is emotional intelligence. That is, in order to be a good citizen, you have to be a good person, and you have to really be willing to understand what it is to be a human in this place. You can't be, just a selfish. It drives me nuts. And I live in Montecito, but I don't like the idea that there are people who are only interested in monetary things and really don't care about their society. One of the things that AHA does is make sure that the kids today are not only educated and dealing with their own emotional problems, but understand what it's like to be a good citizen. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for all you do. And hope everyone goes to the rally. And either you'll come back or I'll announce when the rally is, when soon as Nancy calls me.
We'll make sure she puts you on speed dial.
Okay.
Thank you, Pilar.
Thank you, absolutely.
Thank you. So, Pilar.
Yes, Neil.
So, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show and welcome to AHA.
I'm thrilled to be here.
So, where are you from?
I'm originally from South America, but I've been on a national platform running youth organizations because that's my passion.
How come you don't have an accent if you're from South America?
Because I went back and forth between South America and the U.S.
You took on the role of executive director, and taking on a new role is always difficult, but you took it over from the founders that
yes.
were working there for 20 years. That has to be difficult. That is to take over an organization, not only from the standpoint of all the things you have to do, but to wean them from the things that you need to do and they no longer have to do. That's a setup question for you.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful question. I find it very interesting because my journey has been really to go into environments with nonprofits that either have a vision of expanding their programs or actually are in need of making a lot of transition. So I have had the experience of going into organizations that need to look at how they do things differently. And in this particular case, absolutely. Jennifer is the founder with Rendy, and they really had a vision back then to create something that even today is very necessary. But to your point, I think it's the perfect timing for us. We've had 20 years of providing programs in the community that have really made an impact. And now Jennifer in particular is going and writing books, and she's traveling nationally, and she's doing a phenomenal job of really expanding the message that AHA has on a national platform. So I get to come in and be very blessed to have a phenomenal group of individuals that are committed to the vision of really making sure that every child is feeling safe and seen, and that when we look at it collectively, that we really don't want kids to ever experience violence. whatever it looks like. So for me, I'm at a point with an organization where the board and the founders and the supporters really understand that we need to take the next step and let Rendy and Jennifer really go on a national platform, while I am able to handle a lot of the operational and the strategic and the vision and take it to the next level. Now, all that said, the beauty is that I'm doing it at AHA. And AHA is about what you said earlier, social emotional learning. So our capacity to have clear conversations and to have respect for each other and to collectively come around a mission is what we really stand for. So the environment, the culture of the organization embraces the capacity to be able to take change and take it in a collective discussion to figure out how we move forward. So of all the places that I've had the opportunity and have been blessed to help take forward, AHA is probably the easiest because of the mindset and the culture that we have established both for ourselves and what we aspire to teach other individuals. Because at the end of the day, Neil, we need to walk our talk. And if we can't do it within the confines of our structure and planning for the future, then we can't do it anywhere. And that's what we are very, very good at.
You're listening to AHA Presents About Education on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back.
You're invited to dine indoors or on the secluded garden patio, the sunny patio, or the covered creekside patio with fireplace at Pierre Lafond's Montecito Wine Bistro, where you'll enjoy the popular pizzas and many other dishes from the wood-burning oven, daily specials from Chef Victor, and selections from the elevated wine menu featuring Lafond and Santa Barbara Winery wines. Open daily at 11 for lunch, wine, cocktails, dinner, incredible desserts, and a daily happy hour from 3 to 6 with very unique appetizers in the Plaza del Sol, Montecito Village.
The Central Coast may seem laid back, but when it's time to work, no one works harder, including the bank that's grown up here. Montecito Bank and Trust offers customized lending and banking for all businesses, big and small. It's harder than offering one-size-fits-all solutions, but it's the right thing to do. And here, getting things right is a way of life. Montecito Bank and Trust. Behind every great community is a great bank. Montecito.bank. Member FDIC.
Sansom Clinic, we're there at the beginning.
And all the little and big steps along the way.
200 physicians for your every need.
A healthcare system where all profits go back into our community's health.
Your health.
Your doctors.
Your healthcare system. Your health.
Your doctors.
Your healthcare system.
Sansom Clinic, good for you.
Santa Barbara residents interested in a four-year degree have more than one choice. CSU Channel Islands is a four-year accredited university offering more than 30 academic programs that are interdisciplinary, multicultural, and centered on you, the student. Your professors are accessible mentors who go above and beyond to help you pursue an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate to advance your career. Programs and workshops in classroom, online, with campuses in Thousand Oaks and Goleta. Call CSU Channel Islands at 805-437-8520 or online at csuci.edu.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA, using innovative social-emotional learning and character building to help teens. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here today with Pilar Montoya, who is the executive director of AHA. And we had Indivisible on at the beginning of the show, and we were talking about how it is important for everyone to come out and talk about whatever it is politically that's important. One of the bad raps about kids today is that they don't seem to care. Are the AHA kids, because of the types of programs that you offer, becoming more politically interested?
So I couldn't disagree more with the comment that our youth are not interested. On the contrary, I think we have some phenomenal youth in this community and across the nation. What we as adults and as parents and peers need to really do is provide the environment for them to really find their voice, find the courage to be able to speak what they see, to speak for injustice, to speak for peace, to have the capacity to understand that their voice does matter. Now, one of the programs that we have is called Peace Builders, and it is exactly in the realm of being able to provide a child. Number one, we see you. Number two, you have a voice. And number three, let me give you the tools so that you can stand for what you believe is right. You can stand for anti-bullying. You can stand for whatever is happening in the government. We need to be able to empower the youth to really know that they are the ones that are holding the space for how we move forward in this country. And for us, we are able to actually engage with youth on an one-to-one basis and give them the skills so that they can become the leaders and they can have that voice of their peers that can be shared across the nation.
But you need to make sure that with all of the motivation and education they get, that they step out and vote. And one of the problems has been that it's been pretty low voting rate across the board. And one of the things that I was shocked about is over the last 10 years, the percentage of Hispanics was down in the 2016 election. So what you have is an imperative, I think, to whatever your position is, you can't be in the middle here. And people talk the talk, but you need to walk the walk and get to the polls.
We need to walk the walk and get to the polls. We need to walk the walk and speak up against issues that are impacting our youth today. It's not easy being a youth in junior high and high school today. It's not. It's not easy being a parent, trying to maneuver social media and all the pressures that kids have. And we know that our kids don't come with a manual. I know that personally because I have too. But what we do know is that we can really provide an environment where we can let that child feel like they matter and their voice matters, and that we give them the skills to be socially and emotionally prepared. What happened with us 20 years ago when we were founded was a terrible school shooting. And the fact of the matter is that the safety of schools is still not to that point. Our voice is that we really need to be able to empower our community to have conversation, to manage our emotions, to manage the social interaction between us in such a way that will never allow us to see another shooting again. It's not about locking the doors and having metal bars or any of that nature in the schools. It's really about embracing the capacity for us to be human, to be real, to speak our feelings, to be empathetic of others, and to get youth to understand that they own that, that they have the capacity. It's not just about the adults making the decision. It's about them. But until we're willing to actually give that child, that youth, the opportunity to see themselves that way and give them the tools and the opportunity to experience it, we're not going to have them feel like they have that capacity to do so. So Peace Builders is one way where we really get a lot of youth together. We give them tools and we go, if you see bullying, stand up against it. If you see something that's not right, if you see something in your school, you have the capacity to bring your peers together to make a change. What we also tell the youth is that, you know what, we all go through emotions. We all go through tough times. We all go through depression. We all go through times where we doubt ourselves. And that's normal. Let's talk about it. And let's normalize the emotions that we have as human beings. But then let's follow it up with the tools to be able to know what to do when, Neil, if you say something that upsets me and I begin to feel angry, I can recognize how my body feels. I can recognize how I feel, but have the tools to not lash out, to have the tools to calm myself down and be able to be curious enough and go, Neil, why did you say that to me? It hurt me. So if we are able to really one-on-one together with the youth in person, teach them these skills, our community in Santa Barbara will be that much more powerful because we'll have individuals who really have the capacity to be human, empathetic, caring, compassionate, and feel that they have the power and the voice to actually make change.
Well, that was so well put. Is it true that you only joined a few months ago? It sounds like you've been there from the beginning. So you must have had, you couldn't have come from out of space with all this well-spoken knowledge.
I left my Martian suit in the trunk. So I'll let you know our little secret. Okay, don't tell anybody.
So tell us what you did before.
I have had an amazing journey. I started my career in broadcasting. I thought I wanted to be a media mogul, believe it or not. And then I discovered the opportunity to create an advertising firm, and I had an advertising firm for 18 years, sold that.
Where was that? Where was it?
It was in San Francisco and then Northern California, but I actually had national accounts. And once I sold that, I was blessed enough to have somebody approach me and say, there's a national organization that needs your skill set. Would you ever be willing to do it? And I looked at her and I said, I've never run a nonprofit. Are you crazy? Mm-hmm. And she goes, you would be the right person. And I never looked back. I've been able to really work with a variety of nonprofits across the United States in science, technology, engineering, and math, drug prevention, and definitely in social and emotional learning. So the social emotional learning capacity and competencies are ones that I've been working in for many years now. What I'm doing now is I'm taking my marketing, my business, and the understanding of social emotional skills and really bringing it to this local organization and figuring out a way that we can really get the message out more, get more communities involved, get parents to understand that we are a solution to a lot of the challenges that they deal with, and for the schools that because they face so many issues in not only helping kids grow, helping them academically, but we really have an obligation to help them feel socially and emotionally secure, that we're able to use this organization to do that. So my capacity to be able to speak about social-emotional learning is because I've been in the space. Now I get to do it with AHA, which is a phenomenal organization.
And what was your education? Was it involved in psychology at all? Or
funny enough, I started in psychology, but I ultimately ended in communications because I went into the broadcast. My first love was broadcasting and then became an entrepreneur and then took those skill sets to really help national organizations, youth-focused, because that's my passion, youth-focused organizations to the next level. And I'm thrilled to be at AHA, and I'm very proud of the work that we do. And I'm hoping that we talk in a year and you'll be able to see that we've expanded our programs, we've really engaged more community, we've really been able to ensure that Santa Barbara and this region is one that has the community that really comes together around our youth, comes together around AHA, to ensure that the message that we're providing to parents, to teachers, and to youth is powerful enough to say that we will never have a school shooting, that our kids will feel safe, that they will never have to experience the kind of violence that unfortunately other communities have, because we've done the heavy lifting. We've really been able to come together as a community to make sure that our youth really have what they need to succeed.
You're listening to AHA Presents About Education on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station, and we'll be right back.
In 1962, Pierre Lafond founded the first post-prohibition commercial winery in Santa Barbara County. In 1972, he planted his first vineyard in the San Ynez Valley west of Buellton and later hired legendary winemaker Bruce McGuire to continue to build on the stellar reputation that Santa Barbara Winery has achieved for more than 50 years. Today, you're invited to experience the award-winning wines at Santa Barbara Winery at the corner of Yananali and Anacapa and the Lafond Winery at 6855 Santa Rosa Road in Buellton.
What's that?
This? The newest online business banking around.
Can you initiate wires and approve transfers?
Yes.
Pay bills?
Check.
Cash management?
Of course.
All business, all online, all on your phone?
You bet. My computer, too. It's Montecito Bank and Trust's new business online banking. It works as hard as I do.
Huh. Montecito Bank and Trust.
You got it. Montecito Bank and Trust. Behind every great community is a great bank. Montecito.bank. Member FDIC.
With some health providers, you get the impression that the final goal is profit. But Sansum Clinic is a nonprofit. Their final goal is health.
Sansum Clinic was started by doctors and is still directed by doctors dedicated to offering the very best in healthcare and healing for our patients.
A nonprofit organization where all earnings go back into continually improving healthcare for our community.
Your health.
Your doctors.
Your healthcare system.
Sansum Clinic. Good for you.
Santa Barbara residents interested in a four-year degree have more than one choice. CSU Channel Islands is a four-year accredited university offering more than 30 academic programs that are interdisciplinary, multicultural, and centered on you, the student. Your professors are accessible mentors who go above and beyond to help you pursue an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate to advance your career. CSU Channel Islands is affordable and financial aid is available with campuses in Thousand Oaks and Goleta. Call CSU Channel Islands at 805-437-8520 or online at csuci.edu.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA, Improving Attitude, Creating Social Harmony, Bridging the Achievement Gap for Teens. I'm Neil Chrysella. We're here today with Pilar Montoya, Executive Director of AHA. So what do you think about our community here?
I love this community. I've traveled all over the United States, from Oakland to Indianapolis to Detroit to New York, and I have seen different communities, but Santa Barbara has been welcoming. It's a beautiful community. People care. They live here by choice, and I think that there are a lot of individuals who really want to make sure that this is a place that's safe for families and safe for kids. I'm loving every minute of it.
And what's really surprising, at least was surprising to me, and I think other people as well, coming here from New York, you look at it and this is a place for, you know, well-to-do people to retire, but we have one of the highest poverty rates in California. And we have a very large Hispanic population. We have a very high percent of kids on school lunch subsidies, or whatever it's called. One of the social issues about having a disparity in economic well-being between the two groups, if you can just divide into two groups, mm-hmm. is that creates additional challenges to issues like bullying, like being able to get along. So I guess that's something that really has to come up a lot, and which is one of the values of a group like AHA, to be able to manage those issues and try to come up with the solutions.
Neil, you are so spot on in the sense that people look and think of Santa Barbara and they think of the beaches and the wealth and all the wonderful things. But you're right. The fact of the matter is that we have a lot of homelessness with youth. We have a lot of poverty with youth. We have families that don't have the capacity to really be able to make ends meet. And the stress levels of just living in Santa Barbara are tough. And as I said earlier, we, you know, our kids don't come with a manual and parenting doesn't come with a manual. So we have to figure it out. The beauty about this community, though, that I've seen in the time that I've been here is that the community, no matter where they are coming from Montecito to any other part of the community, they care enough to get involved. We have tremendous support from all facets of the community. We have tremendous support both financially and in volunteers and in resources because they really believe in the mission. So if there's anything that I could say about this area is that the community is coming together around these issues and we have the capacity to work collectively. There are other communities that I've seen that are very divided, that they don't work together. And Santa Barbara, fortunately, not easy challenges. They're not. But we are bringing communities together to really come to a place where it's a community that's for all, that really provides opportunities for all, that provides the capacity to have access to education, to have access to good environment, and to access to housing. These are the kinds of issues that our teachers are dealing with. Being a teacher today is not easy, and especially in this market because of exactly those stats, because of the student ratio that we have, where, you know, how can a child learn if they come to school hungry? How can they learn if they haven't really had an opportunity to sleep because it's a multiple family in one area? But it's not to be a victim. It's to show that child that even with that, that can make you stronger. Let me show you the skills and the capacity and that you're surrounded by people that care about you, that it doesn't matter what your circumstance is. You can overcome them.
So many not-for-profits who come on this show tell us that one of the missions is to relieve teachers of responsibility because teachers have become the depository for all problems. They are the ones that have to watch out for suicide, for watch out for drugs, for watch out for bullying. Forget about education. They're the the guardian of last resort for kids that are in trouble. And so anything that you can do to help the teachers become more effective and provide an environment that is conducive to learning is so important. And one of the things that AHA has done in this regard is to be a great proponent and educator in restorative justice techniques. Do you want to talk about restorative justice?
So it is it's an honor to be able to say that we work with teachers, because teachers go into teaching because they truly care about youth, and the environment is not the easiest environment. And there are kids that come with issues. So to be able to have a principal and a school that says, we're not going to just punish you, we're going to really find out what is going on and where's the behavior coming from, and how do we arm you with the capacity to still learn, to still be curious, but heal the wounds that are hurting you. If a child acts out, it's for a reason. So to take him and suspend him does not solve the issue for that child or for that family. I will tell you that right now. And this community is really looking at how we can have a different way of approaching the issues that come up. The other thing that I will tell you with regards to teachers is that we have done research and we have found that it is stressful to be a teacher. By the time they finish the semester, they're exhausted. There's so much demands on them. So what we are doing is we're working in the Santa Barbara and Carpinteria school districts to provide the mindfulness, to provide the social-emotional skills to that particular teacher so that he or she can use it themselves. How do I, you know, I regulate myself when I'm frustrated or angry? That's a skill set that can happen with, that you can use it in a relationship with your counters. You can use it with your relationships with your peers. But as a teacher, to be able to have that capacity to reduce the stress level and be for your kids, and on top of that, now have tools where you can develop a culture where the peers, the students, are supporting each other and are being a little bit more empathetic and more aware if Johnny is in fact stressing out, that we create a different culture for that teacher to be able to have an environment where the academics and the learning is celebrated and you don't have all the stressors that would otherwise be there. So SEL for teachers, in terms of their capacity to be able to be stronger, peaceful individuals, is important, as well as teaching the kids as well.
And if the school is not embracing so many of these ideas that AHA teaches its kids, the kids don't really get all of the benefit. You know, it's one thing to really care about somebody else, to accept other people the way they are. But if you go into the classroom and no one else is doing it but you, pretty soon you're going to get pushed against the wall.
Completely.
And so you need to have a community, and in this case, the school system, that is part of this process.
I will tell you that the school systems here in Santa Barbara are completely embracing the importance of social-emotional learning, absolutely. They see the need for it. They see it as an important tool. They see the impact that it has both on the students, on the parents, on the families, and in the classroom. So the capacity for us to come together as a community, because this is not just the problem of the schools. This is not just the problems of the parents. What we want to do as AHA is we actually want to bring the whole community together, the corporate or the job, the funders, the educators, the parents, the nonprofits. Collectively, we get to decide what living in Santa Barbara really means for youth and families.
So the mission of AHA is, you know, to help kids, but some of the things are really beyond your control. We talked about a large Hispanic population. What do you do about a kid who's afraid that he's going to come home and his parents won't be home because ISIS took their parents away? I mean, you have some real special issues here.
I think it's not just Santa Barbara, but across the board, we have a lot of issues that families are facing. And what we really need to do is do the heavy lifting of bringing the resources to those parents. The school can't be the end all. They have to be able to have the resources and the support to be able to support that family should issues come up. We need to be able to have the resources around that teacher and that school to be able to know that if a child child, in fact, has some emotional issues, where do they go? Where do they turn? And that we as AHA have the capacity to really bring that community together around the vision that we hold for Santa Barbara in making sure that we collectively really provide a very safe environment for our youth because they're dealing with so much. The digital environment is one example. It is really hard as a parent to understand that, you know, our kids, you go to a restaurant and you see that kids are on the cell phone, and maybe sometimes the parents are as well. But if we bring the awareness about the fact that maybe this might be, there might be a different way of approaching how we interact with our kids, and that we maybe set up some opportunities to be able to have the phone be put to the side during dinner and have opportunities to have conversation about what does digital responsibility really mean and where does it factor into our incapacity to communicate with each other, to be empathetic with each other, to really just even support each other? Those are the kinds of topics that we talk about, both with the teens themselves, because they're part of the solution, and with the parents, so that as a family, we can begin to change, number one, be aware of the issue, but number two, change the behavior so it's more conducive for us to actually be human with each other.
If you go to the Ally afternoon programs, the first thing that takes place when the kids meet is they put their phones in a pot.
Yes.
And that must be for the first time kids horrifying.
Right. You know, exactly. It's like you're asking them to leave their right arm at the door, right? That's how it feels like for them. Right. But guess what? After practicing, they realize, wow, you know what? I haven't missed anything. And I can actually be much more present in the conversation and with my peers. It's powerful. Let's try that for a change.
The afternoon programs, I take it you have been to, I've been to some of them, and they're really remarkable. And what I find really inspiring is when I go back a year later or 2 years later and see the same kids and how different they are.
Thank you.
It actually works.
So I will tell you that I have not been privileged enough to see the Sing It Out outcome, but we hold an event where we actually bring youth together and we work with them either in school and after school. And some of these youth have the capacity to work with our AHA team to ultimately be able to pick a song that's meaningful, that has some kind of message or it represents something in their life, in the struggle that they've gone through. And you have a child that when they first came into the program, they're quiet, they're shy, they look down, they don't have much confidence. They really haven't figured out how to regulate all the emotions that are going on in their bodies and then in their minds. And we get to a point where by the time we get to Sing It Out and I invite the community to come to this event, they see the story, the transformation of that youth from that shy, insecure, doubtful individual to a person that, try this out as an adult, is singing in front of a large audience. It is powerful to see that transformation. There is not a dry eye in the room because that in a few hours really encapsulates exactly what it is that we do. You get to see it from the child that is not secure to the child that now has a very strong voice and is willing to stand in front of a whole bunch of people. And this is not about singing. This is about expressing the courage that you found in yourself.
My most amazing experience at Sing It Out, which is what it's called, was a child who read a song, and 2 years earlier in the group that I was involved with could not speak.
Wow.
He was unable to speak and communicate in the group, and then 2 years later he's on the stage with 350 or 400 people in the audience, and that is an amazing breakthrough. And it's called a breakthrough. That's what this is about. It's breaking through. And speaking of breakthroughs, you're listening to AHA Presents About Education on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. We'll be right back.
Celebrating 50 years of serving loyal regular guests and first-time visitors, the Pierre Lafond Market and Deli invites you to enjoy their huge selection of fresh-baked sweets, cookies, carrot cake, muffins, and the famous farm cake, granola, Oreo popcorn, wine cake, homemade soups, and the popular fresh juice bar. Or get a coffee drink or fresh-squeezed juice and peruse the famous wall of greeting cards at the Pierre Lafond Market and Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily in the Plaza del Sol, Montecito Village.
The Central Coast may seem laid back, but when it's time to work, no one works harder, including the bank that's grown up here. Montecito Bank and Trust offers customized lending and banking for all businesses, big and small. It's harder than offering one-size-fits-all solutions, but it's the right thing to do. And here, getting things right is a way of life. Montecito Bank and Trust. Behind every great community is a great bank. Montecito.bank. Member FDIC.
Sansom Clinic. We're there at the beginning.
And all the little and big steps along the way.
200 physicians for your every need.
A healthcare system where all profits go back into our community's health.
Your health.
Your doctors.
Your healthcare system. Your health.
Your doctors.
Your healthcare system.
Sansom Clinic. Good for you.
Santa Barbara residents interested in a four-year degree have more than one choice. CSU Channel Islands is a four-year accredited university offering more than 30 academic programs that are interdisciplinary, multicultural, and centered on you, the student. Your professors are accessible mentors who go above and beyond to help you pursue an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate to advance your career. Programs and workshops in classroom, online, with campuses in Thousand Oaks and Goleta. Call CSU Channel Islands at 805-437-8520 or online at csuci.edu.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA, helping teens achieve goals, surmount challenges, stop bullying, and communicate and listen effectively. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here today with Pilar Montoya, Executive Director of AHA. So when I look at this last sentence I read and I hear stop bullying from an outsider, that to me is one of the most horrifying things that can take place for with a child, particularly with digital bullying taking place today. But what would you say are the you know, two or three most important problems that face teens today?
There are several issues that our youth face, and we have spoken a little bit about it in terms of the home environment, the community environment that really impacts not only the child but the family. But for youth, we are engaging with them so much that we get to hear what is the concerns that they have. And most definitely the isms, you know, how you other others, how you look at them and you think of them as less. The bullying issue is definitely very big. We have, unfortunately, a big issue with depression with girls. There are issues where the youth really feel pain, but they don't know how to manage it. So that's what we're there for, is to be able to normalize the fact that these emotions are part of life, that we arm kids to be peace builders so that if they see somebody who's being bullied or a bully, that you have the courage and the tools and the skill set to be able to be for the child that's being bullied, but also bring attention to the one that's the bullying, that's doing the bullying. So from the perspective of youth, it's really having us really have a listening ear and take the social emotional competencies that we teach, but do it in a way that is very meaningful for that school. So all schools will learn the social emotional competencies, but each school has certain issues that they deal with. One school might have the divisiveness because you have so many cultures coming together and so many disparities in economic resources. That's an issue that we need to address. We address it both with the students in school, with peace builders, and after school. But there may be another school that might have issues where there has been ideation around suicide. So being able to provide those social-emotional competencies, but tailor it and really focus on the issues that the kids are dealing with in that particular school is important. We have another example in which you're dealing with a lot of youth that there's a lot of fighting. Where is the fighting coming from? What is the anger? What is the othering? What are the issues that they're having to deal with? And how do we step in to be able to not only work with the students directly, but also engage the peace builders? Because, see, there's power in peer-to-peer. We can have interaction with youth, and I'm the adult. But peer-to-peer, there's something that really resonates that is much more impactful. So we're arming these peace builders to be able to go to their peers and begin to have them be the conduit in changing the culture on the campus themselves.
So many of the things, or all of the things you just mentioned, there is at least one not-for-profit dealing directly, whether it's suicide, whether it's depression. What about the idea of collaboration?
Beautiful. I love this question. Absolutely, positively, there is no other way that in this community that we can actually fulfill our mission without working with other organizations. In fact, one of the things that we do is we go to other organizations that are working with youth and are working with families, and we arm them with the social emotional skill sets, the competencies that we're teaching, because we want every organization that has interaction with youth to have those competencies in the way they interact, and they can infuse it into their programs. Absolutely work with a lot of different organizations, because that partnering, that's where we can't do it by ourselves. It's not going to be successful. The mission that we have, the vision that we have for Santa Barbara, will only happen if we collectively work with all the other nonprofits, with the funders, with the employers in the area, with the parents. It's a community bringing Santa Barbara to the vision that we have created for it.
And one of the things that makes it probably more of a challenge is that, and this is just human nature, people tend to have their own turf. Mm-hmm. And so while it's obvious and logical what you describe, I can imagine sometimes it's difficult to walk into another organization and, no matter how diplomatic you put it, suggest that you could help them with their mission. So it's ironically, even with professional to professional, there must be some challenges.
Actually, you know what? It's the total opposite, because we know the value of other organizations in what they really, the impact that they have on youth. And I think that we also have earned, after 20 years, respect from our peers in the world of youth and family engagement, that they come to us and we go to them. It's a partnership. It's a collaboration, because we know that we can help each other to actually make an impact much more powerful than if we were to try to do it individually.
That's great, because it really takes all of the skills, and I imagine it goes both ways. That is, you will get information from the suicide people about what to look for and how to deal with it, and you can refer people who are really in trouble to that group as well.
And you said the key word, referrals. We referral individuals to other organizations, and we get a lot of referrals to our programs as well.
You know, before we go to break, there's one irony that I just want to put out there, and that is it's not just teens that could use all this stuff.
Oh, my goodness,
you know,
so
I think,
true.
I think we could have a marriage counseling organization that could use all of these tools. You're listening to AHA Presents About Education, and we'll be right back, believe it or not, with our final segment.
You're invited to dine indoors or on the secluded garden patio, the sunny patio, or the covered creekside patio with fireplace at Pierre Lafond's Montecito Wine Bistro, where you'll enjoy the popular pizzas and many other dishes from the wood-burning oven, daily specials from Chef Victor, and selections from the elevated wine menu featuring Lafond and Santa Barbara Winery wines. Open daily at 11 for lunch, wine, cocktails, dinner, incredible desserts, and a daily happy hour from 3 to 6 with very unique appetizers, in the Plaza del Sol, Montecito Village.
What's that?
This? The newest online business banking around.
Can you initiate wires and approve transfers?
Yes.
Pay bills?
Check.
Cash management?
Of course.
All business, all online, all on your phone.
You bet. My computer, too. It's Montecito Bank and Trust's new business online banking. It works as hard as I do.
Huh. Montecito Bank and Trust.
You got it. Montecito Bank and Trust. Behind every great community is a great bank. Montecito.bank. Member FDIC.
With some health providers, you get the impression that the final goal is profit. But Sansum Clinic is a nonprofit. Their final goal is health.
Sansum Clinic was started by doctors and is still directed by doctors dedicated to offering the very best in healthcare and healing for our patients.
A nonprofit organization where all earnings go back into continually improving healthcare for our community.
Your health.
Your doctors.
Your healthcare system.
Sansum Clinic. Good for you.
Santa Barbara residents interested in a four-year degree have more than one choice. CSU Channel Islands is a four-year accredited university offering more than 30 academic programs that are interdisciplinary, multicultural, and centered on you, the student. Your professors are accessible mentors who go above and beyond to help you pursue an undergraduate or graduate degree or certificate to advance your career. CSU Channel Islands is affordable and financial aid is available with campuses in Thousand Oaks and Goleta. Call CSU Channel Islands at 805-437-8520 or online at csuci.edu.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA helps teens manage their emotions, support their peers, and serve their community. I'm Neil Kreisel, and we're here today with Pilar Montoya, Executive Director of AHA. So one of the things that Jennifer Freed, one of the founders, has been doing is getting the word out. Mm-hmm. But even before she's been traveling the country, AHA has been willing to train teachers and other professionals across the country. And that's still part of your mission, not just, but beyond helping Santa Barbara, is to make best practices available to anyone that's interested.
Most definitely. So we work with youth in teaching them the competencies of social emotional learning, but we also have a phenomenal program when it comes to also providing this to teachers, educators, and not just educators, but individuals that work on the campus, because all of the individuals that are on a campus engage with the kids. So if the district or the principal really sees the value, they invite us, we'll train them and give them the capacity to be able to change the culture, because those individuals, it's almost like the train the trainer situation, where they own creating a different culture for the campus, which means creating a different culture for the students.
Which is similar. We talked about peace builders, but one of the things that we didn't mention about peace builders is when you participate, the word gets out in an exponential way. One of the things about the process is you are contacting people beyond the group. And, you know, the message is getting out, whether it's through peace builders, through teaching, through mm-hmm. just some of the work that Jennifer's done with writing and,
yes.
and Goop and other things.
Yes.
So, you know, it's changing the world one school district at a time.
That's right. That's right.
So if looking at the final minutes of the show, what is your vision for the future of AHA?
Our vision is to be more so of what you've just described. To be that conduit where we collectively bring all communities together to support the vision, and that we arm them with the competencies that we teach, and that they too go and expand it. And what I'd love to be able to do is really just have those that are listening to us join us. Join us as a volunteer. Come and see what we do one-to-one. If you see it, you'll just completely be sold on why it is that we do what we do. So I invite you to also come onto our website and learn more. When you go to the website, you can enroll in our programs. You can learn about the peace builders that we've mentioned. We have some phenomenal events that are coming up. Sing It Out is one of them. Rock the Walk next year. So we really want to invite the community to have this be their organization, where you help us live that vision of having the opportunity to have every child feel safe, seen, and celebrated, and that no youth ever really has to face what other individuals have had to face in other communities when it comes to violence and school shootings.
One of the things that AHA does is it tries to make all of the activities with the teens fun. So there's
yes.
usually a game before the more serious activities take place. There's a sort of projection of joy that takes place in the beginning of these meetings. And I say that because all of the events, like Sing It Out, have the same component.
Yes.
So it's not like the usual fundraiser in town where you're going to sit around with a glass of wine in your hand, you know, talking to the same people. It's actually a fun time. And
it's interactive, experiential. It's fun. We laugh. We have a good time. And guess what? In the process, we're learning SEL.
Right. We're all becoming emotionally more intelligent. And thank you for helping us learn more about AHA.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to town and doing all the great work that you've already done and that you will be doing.
Thank you
all for listening to AHA Presents About Education, and we'll see you next week. I said, yeah.
It's 3.